Now, completely switching focus for a while. You might have heard me mention last week that world famous magician David Copperfield is facing a terrible dilemma. He was ordered by a court in Las Vegas to explain how he did one of his famous tricks. The court basically said, you will tell us the secret behind the illusion. It's called the lucky hashtag 13. Traditionally, he brings up 13 different members from the audience and then essentially makes them disappear, only to reappear later on at the back of the room. And one of those former audience participants has sued the magician, claiming he was badly injured while participating in that illusion all the way back in 2013. And the court insisted Copperfield explain how he does the trick to help it analyze and decide whether there was any negligence involved in that injury to the complainant. So how do you square off a court ordering you to tell with the legendary magician's code? And is the magician's code an actual thing, or was it more just a sort of an unwritten rule? Because everyone knows, everyone who knows anything about magic, that is, that it is completely out of line to reveal how a trick is done. To chat to us a little bit more about this, I'm joined in studio by Cape Town magician Stuart Lightbody, who's a former SA Magic champion, trained at the College of Magic, and has over 20 years experience in the business. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Good to be here.
So this code of silence we know about, but is there such a thing actually as the magician's code or the magician's oath?
I mean, there isn't a written out formal version that all magicians sort of sign, but I mean, I know at the College of Magic where I teach and where I studied magic, when youngsters become involved, they're introduced to a magician's code in their first or second lesson there, just to give them the idea behind it. But it's more of an unwritten rule, and I think the focus is often on the secrets, but for me the important thing with magic is the wonder. It's how people feel when they watch magic, and the magician's code is really there to protect people's wonder rather than to protect the secrets.
Okay. So, I mean, the ramifications for someone who breaks that code, I hear what you're saying, that it's more about the audience being able to preserve that sense of wonder, which allows them to enjoy magic and, you know, really immerse themselves in the experience. But are there actual ramifications for a magician who breaks that? I'm thinking immediately of that TV show a few years back where the masked magician, I think he was called, did a whole series on TV explaining how big tricks are done.
Yeah, and I think that there have always been people through history, if you go back and look, who have often tried to make a kind of quick buck by revealing magic, because there's an interest from it from people. And I think I have an unpopular view on this often amongst magicians, in that I think that a lot of the time magicians are to blame for those attitudes. I think if magic is performed well and it's performed beautifully and the audience enjoys the magic, then they feel cheated when someone puts on a mask and goes and explains it to them in a simplistic way. I think that they appreciate that there are many subtleties and details, and that they're curious and they want to know, but part of them doesn't want to know, and they enjoy walking that line, that tightrope. That's part of the fun of watching magic.
Okay. I mean, think of this case immediately. David Copperfield has been doing this trick for years and years. And if it's 13 people every night, multiplied by 5, 6, 7, thousands of people have been through the trick.
He performs up to 3 shows a day in Vegas, 7 days a week. So, we're looking at thousands of people who've been through the effect without any sort of claims against him or anything like that, which doesn't mean that someone didn't fall and get hurt. And then, but I think that the fact that it's magic tends to confuse the details for people. And if you sort of strip it down, it's like if someone was walking in a mall and they fell over and hurt themselves, it comes down to very much the same thing. Yeah. Like maybe that's due to something dangerous on the floor that shouldn't have been there, in which case it's negligence and you can pursue that legally. Or sometimes someone fell over and hurt themselves and that's just a terrible accident.
Maybe
and
then the person shoelaces.
Is responsible for it themselves. They volunteered to come up and be involved in the show. Many other people have done it without getting hurt. And, you know, unless you can prove that, he's claiming in this particular case that there was dust on the floor and that there was debris around, I think that's going to be very difficult for them to prove that that was the way it was in 2013 when this happened, especially when all the people who work at MGM Grand and Copperfield and everyone else who was walking through the area, there's been no
claims.
There's no one else who backs that up. But who knows what will come up in court. Perhaps other people who vanished on that same day will come forward and back up his case, in which case they're going to have to look at the legal ramifications.
It's not just thousands of people who've been through the trick without injury. It's thousands of people who know how it's done, because they've been the people who, I assume, scuppered down a tunnel somewhere, whatever it was that they were actually doing to get to the back of the stage. They all know what happened. One assumes they must have told somebody. Here we go. You've got magicians pledging not to give the trick away. But in a case where the audience is involved, is there any sort of call on those audience members to keep it a secret?
Sure, I think that's a responsibility that, once again, people have to choose for themselves to be involved. And I think that they know part of what happens, but they don't know all of what happens. You can know the broad strokes of how something happened without understanding all of the details.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give away too much about this particular illusion and how it works, but there's definitely going to be elements of the illusion that even the people involved in the illusion don't know how that aspect of it worked. And hopefully that keeps a little bit of the wonder alive for them. But I think they probably just enjoy the story that they get to tell about it, and all of their friends who got to see them appear at the back, and it becomes something they can talk about for years. So they can give it away and it kind of fizzles out then in that moment, or it can be a story they take with them
keeps going, legs for life. I see what you mean. I went and had a look at the video of it being done, and even knowing what I've read of the court testimony, I was still stumped at how he pulled it off. Have you ever been in that position as a professional magician where people ask you to reveal how a trick is done, and what do you do when that happens?
Sure. People, I think often there'll be an instinctual thing where they want to know, and so they will ask, and that's just their sort of their curiosity. And I have different ways of answering it, but hopefully keeping them still curious. I wouldn't want to ruin the wonder, and I like to leave people to wonder. There's a great magician named Max Maven, and he said many lovely things, but one thing he said is that some mysteries are there to be solved, and others are there to be savored. And I think magic is one of the mysteries that's there to be savored as an art, as a performance art.
Lovely way to close the interview. Stuart Lightbody, thanks so much for those insights. My final question is, how damaging, if at all, do you think this is to David Copperfield's career? Even if he is found guilty of some kind of negligence, one assumes there'd be a multi-million award, which he can probably quite comfortably afford. Does it have any impact on his career going forward that he was forced by a court to reveal the nature of the trick?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that I've only met David Copperfield briefly and shaken his hand. Wow. And I know Chris Kenner and the team. I don't know them well, but the people who are involved in Copperfield's team and Copperfield, I think they care a lot about their audiences and they want people to have a good time. And I think, beyond the financial ramifications or having to reveal the secret, I think that they'll just want to make sure everything is working well and everything is safe going forward. Mm. But beyond that, like you said, he's performed for over 15 years at Vegas, 3 shows a day. He's worth $800 million. Sure. I don't think it's going to sink him, so to speak.
Still want to know where he put the Boeing 747 all those years ago. Stuart Lightbody, Cape Town magician, thanks so much for joining us in studio today.
Thanks for having me.